Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Anna Renault, your show's host, and I am always excited to be on the air with interesting guests, with interesting topics that I think so many people really want to know about or maybe really need to know about. And as we talked last week about gut health, we certainly need more information, certainly some good information from someone who's been studying it and really can give us some ins and outs of what we want to know and what we need to know about staying healthier, living healthier. Before we jump into the show, I always announce our airtime sponsor, and for October, that is Ginny Robertson, LLC. Ginny is a fantastic entrepreneur who is connecting women around the world to their gifts, their purpose, and each other. She certainly gives them a safe place where they can explore their gifts, experiment with self and ideas, create community, help others, and help achieve a self-defined success. It is an awesome journey for her to really dedicate the last 16 years or more to doing this, first of all, in-person, face-to-face networking organization, expanding it throughout the state of Maryland and now into Virginia. And she has also added a Facebook page for members only and then a Facebook page for any women around the world that want to connect. And then just recently in 2017, she's expanded it even further to an online chat type situation called Zoom.com where people can sign in and you can see each other. And you can have an online networking meeting, really, from usually 1 to 2 in the afternoon. 3 times a month it's for members only, and 1 time a month it's for anybody around the world that wants to check in on these women-only networking events. Ginny also does seminars and workshops. She's a fantastic keynote speaker. And she also publishes On Purpose Woman magazine, and it usually comes out 4 times a year. I think the next issue comes out October, November, December. And then she also has been doing an annual conference, and the fall conference this year has been pushed back to the spring because she has some specific keynote workshop people that she wants to invite who are available in the spring. So check out GinnyRobertson.com, and that's GinnyRobertson, GinnyRobertson.com, and find out all the events that she has going on, the things for members, the things for all women, certainly some of her speaking topics, her workshops. She just finished a workshop about procrastination. It is an awesome workshop. So take a look at that and see what Ginny and you might have to connect. I do have one quick PSA, and that is please donate blood to the Red Cross. The Red Cross has gotten a bad rap for some disorganization after the hurricane or during the Hurricane Harvey in Texas. However, when it comes to blood donation, they've got it organized and down to the nth degree. And because of Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, there are a lot of blood donation locations that were shut down. And we are always, always, always in need of blood, especially with so many emergencies going on. The hurricanes in the southeast, southwest, and then the fires in the northwest. We really need some help. All right, I want to jump into today's show. We have an exciting guest waiting here on the line. Let's see if I can click some buttons, and we can bring Eileen on air with us. Eileen has an awesome day job as a tutor for high school and college math and science. Science has certainly apparently been a big part of her life and has really now meshed into her entrepreneur work as an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. And we're going to talk with Eileen a little bit about what she's doing and why she's doing it. And it's going to be a little bit scientific, so hang in there because it's a lot of information that we really need to talk about. You know, we talk about the flu season, we talk about viruses, we talk about a lot of things that we certainly hear and understand all the time. We're certainly going to talk a little bit about bacteria and fungus. We're going to talk about all kinds of interesting things, but as I said, it may get a little scientific. But hang in there and let's see what Eileen has to share with us. So let's see if the microphone clicked. Okay, it looks like, hi, Eileen, are you with us this morning?
Good morning, Anna. Yes, I'm with you.
There we go.
And good morning to your listeners.
Sometimes my buttons on the computer just are a little slow, and I think it's trying to tell me I either need a new machine or I need a checkup on my machine. It's just running slower and slower. Of course, it could be my Wi-Fi company telling me they want me to upgrade to the next whatever, and I'm not paying any more money. So I'm stuck with whatever they give me. So, Eileen, and go ahead and introduce yourself. I know I just mentioned that you're a tutor in your other job, but let's talk about your Plexus job. Who are you and what are you doing?
Well, my name is Eileen, and I have always been interested in science and what it has to teach us about living a better quality of life. So I see my role as a Plexus ambassador to help people understand what is going on in their bodies and how they can help improve their health by using natural supplements and adjusting what they eat and hopefully becoming more active. I like to think of myself as the gut health lady or maybe the hope dealer.
And that's an important piece. I had my calendar mixed up last week. You and I didn't connect. And I talked a little bit about gut health and the fact that really when you think about it, our bodies are what we eat, what we drink.
Yes.
What we put into our bodies is what either nourishes or does it nourish our bodies? And it's a big, important piece to our overall health. So we've been hearing a lot about different things on TV and ads, certainly about supplements. I know I've read a couple of articles about how many of the supplements are not regulated. You might not know what you're really getting. So talk to us about what the importance is here that we're hearing about.
Okay. Well, we've been hearing a lot about the microbiome. And, you know, that term sort of gets tossed around a lot, but no one ever really explains what it is. So let's start with microbes. Microbes are extremely small living organisms, and it includes bacteria and fungi and also viruses. So these microbes occupy almost every surface of the human body, although the majority resides in the gut. There are probably close to 30 trillion microbes living in or on each human, and this makes the ratio of microbes to human cells close to 1-to-1, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. So collectively, these microbes are known as the microbiome. And the makeup of your microbiome is affected by environment, diet, and behavior. So it's thought that each human has a unique microbiome.
Well, certainly when we talk about microbiome, what are we actually saying in terms of if we didn't have them? What if we got rid of all of them?
Yeah, what if we didn't have all these microbes? Well, to put it bluntly, without the microbiome, we would all be dead. They perform tons of essential functions in our body, including digestion, absorption of nutrients, production of serotonin. It helps our immune system function well. It synthesizes vitamins. I mean, basically, it runs all the things that we need to do to survive. So luckily for us, these microbes need us as much as we need them. However, the problem is that not all microbes are created equal. There are both what we call good microbes and bad microbes. And we need both of them. Ideally, we want them in a ratio of 85 to 15. But so keep in mind that even the bad microbes have a necessary function. So, for example, we are all born with a small amount of a yeast called candida, and you may have heard that term being thrown around. They are in our intestinal tract when we're born, and one of the purposes is to help break down our bodies after death as it eats dead bacteria and other matter, and it's kind of similar to how fungi and moss will break down the dead wood in a forest. But candida also has another purpose. It's vital for proper nutrient absorption and to protect our intestinal tract from other infections. So even though we consider it bad, it's really not completely bad.
And see, what little bit I've known about that, I've always known that it was bad and that we should get rid of it. And really, should we get rid of it? Maybe not. Maybe it is there to help break down some things that need to be broken down and cleaned out. So, yeah, we have good stuff and bad stuff, and we need to know the difference, just the same as when we talk about cholesterol. There's, you know, good cholesterol and bad cholesterol and how much of each we should have. You know, it really gets to be complicated. But
yep.
In this case, where do we start? When do we start having a problem?
So there's something that some people have thrown away this term as well. It's called dysbiosis. And really, it's just a fancy term that means that our microbiome is not at that ideal ratio of 85 to 15. And so that ratio can be thrown off, and in some cases, reverse. So you might have 15 good and 85 bad. So this happens when the candida and other bad microbes start to grow out of control. So yes, we need some of it, but we don't need too much of it. And so how can you tell if you have dysbiosis? You can usually feel it. So you might have digestive issues, food sensitivities, yeast infections, cold sores, UTIs, major head discomfort. Basically, when you start feeling bad, there's usually a cause, and a lot of times dysbiosis can be the problem.
And knowing that, when your body feels bad, you need to get it checked out. This is something that I preach all the time. Know your body when it feels well. Then, when something doesn't feel well, you know what to tell the doctor. Yeah, it is a digestive problem, or no, it is a cold sore, or no, it is a headache. You need to tell the doctor the details, because he's not a, he can't read your mind. He isn't, you know, by osmosis going to say, oh, by the way, you have an infection here. You know, you need to tell him or her what it is that doesn't feel right, or what has gone wrong, that you have been throwing up, that you have been having diarrhea, you have been having, you know, you've been sleeping 20 hours a day, or every joint in your body is swollen and aches when you move. You need to tell the doctor the details so that he can then zero in on what part of the body does need to be corrected, changed, adjusted, medicated maybe. So what causes this dysbiosis?
Okay, well, you know, it would be nice if we had the Star Trek scanner where you could just kind of scan someone and automatically know. Oh, that would be wonderful. But, you know, there are many causes from dysbiosis, and it could be stress, lack of sleep, prescription medications, what we eat. For example, one round of antibiotics can actually throw off your microbiome for over a year if you do nothing to help restore it. So, this is going to get a little scientific-y, but basically, in a nutshell, the antibiotics will wipe out not only the bad bacteria, but also the good bacteria. And so suddenly, the bad microbes that are left, such as candida, remember, I mentioned that candida likes to eat dead material. So it will suddenly have an all-you-can-eat buffet of bad bacteria and good bacteria, and it will allow it to grow and thrive with less good bacteria to keep it at bay. So there's always a balance. And issue with candida is that it triggers our carb cravings, which feeds it, of course, and it allows it to continue thriving and gaining a foothold. So this, along with those environmental factors, can allow it to thrive to such a point that it actually changes from one form to another. And this new form allows it to burrow into your gut and spread to the rest of your body. And depending on where it lands, you may end up with major discomfort in some seemingly unrelated parts of your body. Maybe your joints, your head, or one limb and not the other. I remember one person, she had pain in her foot and then in her ear. So another issue is that this, you just can't connect the two necessarily. Now, the other problem with candida burrowing into your gut wall is that it makes your gut more permeable to things that shouldn't make it through. So ideally, you want only nutrients to be absorbed through the gut wall and everything else passes, you know, through your digestive tract and out. But when it becomes permeable like this, you end up with things that should be excreted passing through and getting into your bloodstream. And this can include food particles. And when this happens, your immune system will recognize those things as foreign invaders, and it'll attack it. And the more often it happens, the stronger your body's response will be. And this can lead to food sensitivities or allergies. And then, of course, with your immune system on overdrive all the time, this can lead to autoimmune disorders.
Well, I know I certainly have been through my share of issues with having lupus, which I believe I inherited from my father, who was never technically diagnosed, but he had all the symptoms. Mm-hmm. He certainly had all those issues. And unfortunately, they were busy looking at his heart and not necessarily looking at his stomach ulcers, which eventually ruptured and eventually killed him. Because they didn't know back then. This was 25, 30 years ago. So, you know, we've learned a lot in the long term since then. And, of course, because mm-hmm. of his journey, I've certainly learned to look at mine, my issues, and see what has happened. And unfortunately, you said about the antibiotics, I've certainly had my mm-hmm. share of infections. I've certainly had my share of a poor immune system because of the lupus. And then I've also had cancer multiple times. So each time something like this happens to my body, it throws everything else out of whack.
Absolutely,
you know,
yes.
Where do you start? How do you stop it from just going and going and going? So what can be done?
Well, there are a number of things that can be done. The first thing you want to try to do is start starving the candida by reducing the amount of processed foods and carbohydrates, eating a more antifungal diet such as fermented foods that can help restore minerals that the candida steals. You can eat vegetables that are low in starch, foods that are high in fiber, and prebiotics to help feed the good bacteria. I mean, I know you're doing a number of this already. And then you also need good vitamins. You do, yes. I know
I'm
you're growing
trying.
Your own food.
Yes,
so
that was one of the big steps 3 years ago.
That's a big. And did you notice a difference?
Oh, yeah. I know when I'm feeling better. And, of course, even my doctors keep saying, you know, you're responding better to this treatment than, you know, 90% of the people. Well, look at what mm-hmm. I'm doing. We have also just recently really started really understanding what sugar is doing to us. We've known for years what salt does and how it impacts our blood pressure. They've known all this time that sugar has a similar impact, negative impact, and yet it's mm-hmm. never really been out there until recently. And I would say certainly within the last 5 years, it is gaining traction that we really need to cut down on the amount of sugar in our lives, in our diet,
right.
in
yes.
our drinks. I mean, it's just, you know, the artificial sweeteners, it is just really mushroomed out there in terms of the impact. I know when I first found out after I had breast cancer that sugar can digest into our bodies into estrogen, which feeds most breast cancers. Why would we want to keep feeding the breast cancer with all this sugar?
Mm-hmm.
We need to really need to reduce our sugar intake. It is a big, big deal.
Well, and things like other starchy carbohydrates and alcohol absolutely feeds candida just like sugar does.
Well, it's because so much alcohol is so much sugar. Really. I mean, look at how much sugar it takes to make wine out of grapes. I mean, it's a ton. You know, how many whiskeys, you know, when you see some of these old TV shows with the guys in the woods with their stills and whatever, how much sugar is going into that still to make that alcohol? It's a ton of sugar. And we feed it into our bodies without ever even thinking about the sugar level.
Yep. Well, so there are, so obviously the first thing you want to do is to try to reduce your sugar. And that'll help starve the candida. But you also need good vitamins and minerals that can be easily absorbed into your body. So you can create a favorable environment for the probiotics, the good bacteria. There are some antifungal teas such as ginger, licorice, peppermint, or cinnamon. And although you want to avoid sugar, I know sometimes people like sweetener, and using a natural sweetener like stevia can sweeten without raising blood sugar levels. However, as you mentioned, you'll want to avoid artificial sweeteners like aspartame, since they basically trick your brain into thinking that your nutritious food is always sweet. And so it can make you avoid healthy, filling, and highly nutritious foods while you end up consuming more artificially flavored foods with less nutritional values. And there have been studies showing that they may be addictive, causing us to continually crave more sweet foods. So it's a vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle. And I know one of our big soda companies, I believe it was Coca-Cola, put out a soda called TAB, T-A-B, and it was full of aspartame, and you really did get hooked on it. I mean, it was like, if I don't have another TAB, if I don't drink another bottle of that, I would get a headache, or I would get a stomach ache, or, and it was finally like, you know, I need to stop drinking this stuff. And nowadays, it's not only the sugar content, but the caffeine content. Well, this soda has double, and this soda has, or this drink has triple the caffeine. You know, it gets to the point where your 25-year-old grandchild comes in and says, my heart is just racing, and I've only drank two Red Bulls. You know, it's like you can't ingest that much caffeine. I mean, we're literally killing ourselves with what we're eating and drinking. And this is a big deal to teach young people. And then you don't have to worry about them getting addicted to it and having to change their entire diet like I had to. It was not easy to give up some of my favorites, but they were also not healthy for me. And why in the world would I want to sit here and keep making myself sick on top of being sick? You know, I already have enough natural problems missing in my body that I was just born with this, that, or the other thing. I have enough to deal with without making myself sicker with too much sugar, with too little vitamins, with too little or too much additives, too many you know, canned goods with too much salt. I mean, when you actually take the time to look at exactly what you're eating, I also happen to be extremely sensitive to iron. Most people get constipated with too much iron. I get diarrhea. So if I get diarrhea and I'm not sure why, I can sit down sometimes and look at exactly what I'm eating and the iron content. And if it's too high, that is the cause of the diarrhea. So I'm eating all these good vegetables. I'm, you know, taking in all this iron to get healthy, causing diarrhea to cause my body to be totally depleted.
Right.
There has to be an adjustment. It has to be that you mentioned. You have to have enough good but not too much. Not too much good, not
right.
too much bad. And I know we've certainly heard this many, many times in our lives, that you have to have good balance. So tell us about plexus. How is that going to help us achieve some of this good stuff?
Well, the great thing about our supplements is that they are natural, mostly plant-based, and they target gut health, which is great, keeping our blood sugar balanced and reducing inflammation in the body. So I need to put in a disclaimer. We never claim to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease, but our supplements are backed by science, and they're supported by hundreds of testimonies that demonstrate their ability to help improve the gut health and therefore the overall health of people who try it.
Well, we certainly need people to look at what they're eating, how much they're eating, even maybe the time of day they're eating. Certainly,
mm-hmm.
I know I don't do well in terms of my sleep, which is so
right.
important, if I eat too late in the day. I know I have a very slow stomach, the slow gut, slow digestion. You know, when I
mm-hmm.
have had to change doctors a few times over the past 10 years, and I say to the new GI guy, I don't go to the bathroom every day. I do not have a bowel movement every day. Oh, we got to fix that. No, we don't. This is what works for me. If I go more than that, I get dehydrated. Do you really want to treat me every other week or every third or fourth week for dehydration? Or do you want to accept the fact that my body moves slowly, no matter what I eat, no matter what you give me to take? This is how I go to the bathroom. And I'm now 67. I'm pretty sure I know how often I go and why. Well, they're always
going to try. Well, you've got a very special. You've got
I
a
do.
Very special body.
I'm unique. But after having had colon cancer twice, I have learned a great deal about my colon and my intestines and my stomach. And I know when I go to the bathroom on Monday, I can eat or take whatever the doctor gives me, and I still will not go to the bathroom on Tuesday. I will still not go to the bathroom on Wednesday. That's my body. I even took a camera pill that he insisted was going to take pictures inside my intestines and that it would come out within 24 to 36 hours. And I agreed to take his bet, and I said it'll come out in 3 days. And it did. It took 3 days. Well, in the meantime, the battery in the camera, in the pill, died, and it didn't get the pictures that he expected to get. Well, sorry, Doc, if you had listened to me, and of course, if they would change the process of waiting until the pill comes out and then download the pictures or whatever. Now that we have Wi-Fi, I really think that science, that technology needs to change, that as the pill moves through the intestines, the pictures automatically download to Wi-Fi. And apparently they are testing that. And it certainly is less invasive than having to have surgery and colonoscopies and all kinds of other procedures, especially for somebody who has already had colon cancer. I know
right.
I
yeah.
have a slow bowel. I know my system. Now, I can eat a lot of tomato and a lot of corn and make myself go to the bathroom the next day, but that's not a healthy bathroom process either. So,
right.
you know, I'm not going to overload my body with stuff that is going to make me have diarrhea the next day. I'm just not
right.
going to do that. So,
well, the good thing
again,
about our supplements is that they are good at helping us absorb nutrients, which is, you know, in your case, if it goes through too quickly, you don't have time to absorb the nutrients.
Right. Right. And that's what I have said to the doctors many times since 94 when I had the first colon cancer. I can tell you when there is a problem between my belly button and my backside. I know. I can honestly feel sometimes when things kind of get stuck. Maybe I have a little bit of diverticulitis or whatever. I mean, there are times when I know there is a stoppage or a blockage, you know, and maybe we do need to medicate a little bit or give it a big push or something. But 99% of the time, I am fine. I eat normal, healthy stuff that they recommend, and this is when I go to the bathroom. You know, we need to know our bodies. We need to be able to tell the doctors what works, what doesn't work. And then if there is a supplement that's going to help us absorb more rather than just passing it through, passing it through, passing it through, we need to know these things. Eileen, if people mm-hmm. have questions, how do they get in touch with you? Is there a website they can go to look at Plexus? What do we need people to know about?
Well, the easiest way they can find you is to just reach me by my email address. It's going to be Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, at wellnesswitheileen.com.
Okay,
and that's probably
and then,
the fastest way they can reach me.
Okay, and if they want to look up Plexus Worldwide, is there a website that they can go to and look at or get more information about the individual?
Sure, they can check out my website, but it might actually be easier for them to just reach me by my email, and then I can figure out what it is that they're looking for and help them with that.
Okay, so they can go to Eileen at wellnesswitheileen.com. And Eileen
Correct.
Is E-I-L-E-E-N. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much for giving us all this information and keeping it somewhat simple. We need to talk about mm-hmm. dysbiosis and microbes and all these kinds of, you know, bacteria and fungi and all this stuff. But it is who we are. This is our bodies.
Correct.
You know, once we put it in our mouth, it goes down the esophagus into the stomach. Amazing things happen with whatever it is that we've eaten or drank. It has just an amazing system. I mean, if we were trying to picture this as an engine that you have to add gasoline to or oil so that the various parts of the body move, it is a very intricate machine called our body. It is
yeah.
unbelievable, the number of things that are taking place at any given time. As you mentioned, the absorption of nutrients. We all know we need things like vitamin C and vitamin D, and, you know, we need, I certainly need magnesium for my heart to keep pumping. If my magnesium level gets low, I have issues, you know. But then even the production of serotonin. There are so many people that have no idea that serotonin is a brain chemical that really will help us sleep. I mean, there are just so many different things that our bodies need on a daily basis, and we ignore it. We really do.
Well,
we tend to.
And the gut is the gut basically runs the show. Our second brain is in our gut.
And when it's telling us that it's leaking the wrong things into our bodies,
mm-hmm.
we're going to feel the difference. We are going to
yep.
feel what that means. You know, we are going to develop this problem or that problem, and we need to learn all this new information that's coming out that, as I said, it wasn't available in the 90s when my dad died and when I had my colon cancer. We have learned so much since then. And I,
yes.
you know, have teased doctors many, many times. Where were you when I needed you back then? You know, why didn't we know this then? Well, sometimes it was the microscope that wasn't good enough, or, you know, you couldn't see things that were that small, and just all kinds of things that have happened certainly over the past 20, 30, even 50 years. Certainly my heart health, I was born with a problem, and was that my parents were told not to let me get too excited, not to do too much. And then all of a sudden they realized that if I did a little bit more, if I rode a bike, if I, you know, did walking and whatever, I could actually strengthen the heart. And it was like, you know, wow, breakthrough. Here's this little four-year-old, five-year-old kid that can really go outside and play and not keel over from a heart attack. You know, it's amazing what we learn, how slowly some things we learn, and yet how fast we learn some things. So it really is amazing that we're learning all this about our gut, about our nutrition, and how we can even get it. What foods produce which things, you know. I mean, I know certainly with my grandparents, my grandmother had her own little list of what was good for you and what wasn't. And some of it was just trial and error, but so much of it is now being backed by scientific evaluation and analysis. And it's like, you know, grandmom had it right. You know, we really should listen to some of these old timers and what they learned. And the fact that so much of what they did was grown in their little garden behind their house without chemicals, without, you know, creating bad stuff that we're putting in our bodies. So thank you so much for spending
part of your morning
with us. And I hope people will get in touch with Eileen and certainly ask about your leaky gut, your immune system, your overall health, and ways of looking up things that you need to make a difference in your stomach and your digestive tract. Thank you so much for all you do and for all the people you help. All right, before we run out of time.
Thank you for having me on.
No, you're welcome. And I probably will have to call you back to do another show, because even though we tell the listeners to call you or email you, quite often they get in touch with me, and then I wind up with this whole list of questions, which really in the long run is good, because then we can have another show and answer that question for 100 people instead of one at a time. So we'll see how the responses go. Thank you so much. All right, before
Thank
we run
you.
Out of time, I need to talk about Ginny Robertson, LLC, my airtime sponsor. Ginny is connecting women around the world to their gifts, their purpose, and each other. She has in-person networking meetings here in Maryland, and I believe she's up to about 8 different ones, certainly in Bel Air and down around Bowie in Annapolis, certainly here in Baltimore. There are meetings in Frederick and Howard County, all over the state. There's usually one within an hour or so, maybe 2 hours at the most, that people can find an in-person, face-to-face networking organization meeting. Or you can go 3 times a month to the online networking meetings that she is currently having. She and Catherine Yarbrough, who happens to be in Florida, have connected through the internet, where you can actually see each other on Zoom.com and have a face-to-face virtual meeting. And she's doing that 3 times a month with the paid membership. But then once a month, she also does it for any woman anywhere. And it's awesome to connect with these folks and hear who they are and what they're doing. And some of what these ladies are doing is just amazing to me. You know, you think you've heard it all, that there aren't going to be any surprises, and then there'll be somebody there that's doing something that you probably never really thought about. And it's just extraordinary. It really is interesting to meet some of these folks. So think about checking out JennyRobertson.com. Look at what she's doing in terms of striving to give women a safe place from which they can discover and explore their gifts, experiment with self and ideas, create community, help others, and to help achieve a self-defined success, because only you can define what success means to you. Ginny also publishes On Purpose Woman magazine. When they are published, they are online as well as in print. And as I said, I think after having been off for a couple of months and looking at printing issues and whatever, the next issue will be coming out in time for October. So check out Ginny robertson.com. And if you decide to join, certainly let her know that you heard about it here on Anna's Journey. I also want to give a shout out and ask people to please donate blood. Go to your local hospital, find a Red Cross donation site. With the number of emergencies and issues going on around the U.S. and the Caribbean, certainly the Virgin Islands, we do include Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands as part of the U.S., and they certainly need blood donations, and they have been certainly just devastated with the recent hurricanes, and it looks like Hurricane, I don't know, is it Mary, Marie, something is coming up. It looks like they might get hit again. It is just unbelievable that the Atlantic Ocean has just started boiling and broiling and storm after storm after storm. It really is devastating. And then certainly all across the southeast and the southwest with Hurricane Irma and Harvey, many of the donation centers that would normally be getting, you know, several dozen pints of blood a day or hundreds of pints of blood a day have shut down because of the hurricanes and the damage. They really, really, really do need blood. So if you can, think about giving blood. I also want to give a big shout out to Jane Rainier from Lucky Dog Wellness. It was through Jane that I got to meet Eileen, and it has been an amazing connection, and I've learned a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more for my, in terms of my own body health, and then with Jane in terms of my family dog and the pet first aid. It has just been an awesome year this year for Anna Renault. So if you want more information about me, certainly go to my website, annarenault.com, and that's AnnaRenault. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be back on the air. I have a couple more shows scheduled, and then I am going to be doing some traveling, and hopefully I'll be able to get some radio shows in while I'm at this hotel or that hotel, because while I'm on the train, there is no Wi-Fi, so that will certainly not be doable. But hopefully I will be on the air tomorrow at 9 with Samantha, who is one of the authors who's going to be at the Great Lakes Book Bash in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And then I have sent the message to another one of the coordinators for one of the book events at the Great Valley Book Bash in Manteca, California. And then I certainly have show number 5 with Laura Johnson about wealth management. Laura Johnson is the owner of Hummingbird Wellness, Hummingbird Wealth Management. She has completed 4 shows giving us great information and tips about how to manage the money in our pocket, how to prepare for some emergencies, how to plan for the future, and, of course, what to do every day with our money that we earn. So take a look at blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. All of the shows are recorded. All of the shows are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for replay. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. The computer is telling me I'm out of time. Take care. Have a great day.